Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
I mean, I know Tyler is, and I don't completely believe him. And I believe Tyler believes this in his heart right now, but I don't completely believe him because Tyler's a sports fan. But Tyler said he is out on watching any baseball playoff. Not going to watch any of the games.
Won't watch a second.
Have you turned the channel in your have you turned the TV? Yes, you do. You don't even have it on.
When I was in the prep studio, I saw first pitch coming up for whatever two Dingo squads are playing. I saw first pitch about to start, and I changed it.
Well, you missed a great game. The Tigers and the Guardians. Sorry, Bob. The Tigers and the Guardians. 2-1. Skubal, again, dominant, 7 2/3. And the Tigers on the road win game one. They're one game away from moving on to the divisional series. I can understand it's going to hurt for a little bit, but you can get in. I believe by the time we get to the LCSs, I think you'll click it on, Tyler.
I am more likely not to watch any of the CSs, I would think.
I don't know, man. I love some good playoff baseball. And maybe for you, and I know you haven't, and some of you, it's been a while since 2016. You're just not quite. I'm pretty used to my team not being in the playoffs. So I've got a lot of experience of just, you know, moving on.
I was in my early 20s.
Moving on with this thing.
This is a month early.
Yeah, it is.
This is a month early for us, man. We got to turn to them Texans, man. Them Texans and them Rockets, man. We got to get them Texans rolling.
You're going to jump in. You'll catch it. You'll catch Red Sox, Yankees.
I'll catch the highlights.
You don't think you'll slide in for a game? You will. I bet you will, too.
I really won't watch second.
Now, I know you're not going to watch nine. Hell, I don't think you're going to watch seven.
I mean, the thing is, throughout the week, there's nothing on. So, I mean, if you want to catch sports, it's got to be obviously non-Astro baseball right now. So, I'm not going to pay real close attention and know exactly what's going on.
By the way, this would be a sickening way to lose. If you're in Cleveland, I gotta sit down in my seat for a little bit. I mean, they're down 2-1 in the ninth inning. They get a grounder on the second base side of the base. Baez spikes it into the ground, and they get the tying run all the way to third with nobody out, and they lost. By the way,
sounds like Cleveland to me.
By the way, Ramirez gets thrown out at. In a pickle, trying to get home on a grounder to the and he got his ass thrown out.
Crying ass shame, man. You got a runner on third, no outs, down one, bottom nine, and the ball never leaves the infield.
It sucks to suck.
They go strikeout, ground out to the pitcher, pop out to, I believe, the second baseman or shortstop. I mean, it just... Whoo! I tell you what, yeah, I'd be sick.
I'd have to wait a second to grab my keys. I'd just have to sit there for a little bit. I let these kids out of school for this.
Luckily, the game started early enough. You can sit there. You can sit there as long as you'd like.
What did they probably get blasted in that parking lot? They're probably going out there. They're going to hit, we've been down there. They're going to hit that casino right now. That whole downtown area, that is about
to. They got plenty of spots to go cheat. They can take the kids to a couple of them spots.
Yeah, they can.
Tell the wife you're going to be home later. This is going to be a little longer afternoon than I thought.
Yeah, this got away from me.
The guy is drunk.
All right. So I think we got a little bit of clarity. Now, not really when D'Amico was asked about it yesterday about Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon, obviously eligible to come off. non-performance, one of them pup lists.
NFI?
NFI, yeah. He's able to come off the NFI pup after four games. But when D'Amico was asked about it, he just moved on to D'Nico Autry and Smith instead of addressing that. But later on, Aaron Wilson reports D'Amico Ryan specifically indicated that Joe Mixon is not ready to return at this time. Per sources, it will be much longer, if at all, for Mixon to get back on the field this season. So the timeline real quick. July 23rd, Joe Mixon was placed on the NFI list in a walking boot, expected to be okay fairly soon. Coming from the Texans. August 25th, Mixon is not activated from the NFI list, so guaranteed he would miss the first four games with some type of lower leg ankle injury is what was reported. Weeks leading up to the season, anonymous inside sources are telling people that Mixon will potentially miss the whole season. No details outside of that. And then yesterday, we get this from Aaron Wilson he's not going to be ready and could be much longer. I guess I throw this out to all of you. Do you think we've seen Joe for the last time in a Texans uniform?
Yeah, I think we've seen Joe Mixon for the last time.
No, God!
I think so.
Yeah. I think there is obviously an injury, but there is some level of trust that has been broken. There's some level of relationship that has been fractured. This is not the typical D'Amico Ryans. Hey man, look, we're going to worry about the players that are here that can play for us. There is clearly we're disgusted. We don't want to talk about it. We're out on Joe Mixon. There's an out, after this season anyway. And I think that probably plays a part. Look, Ron, I'm still at a point where, and I'm just trying to connect some dots here.
Because that's all we're left to do.
Yeah, right. I mean, I wonder if the Texans are going to try to recoup some of the millions of dollars that they're having to pay him this year.
It does feel like it's that bad, right? It feels like this isn't just football injury.
I don't think it's coincidence that what has leaked has been that Joe Mixon hurt his foot outside of Texans control and then chose to go outside of Texans control medically and get some level of rehab. And I believe it was some kind of shots outside of Texans control. And those shots may have not taken well or the injury didn't heal. And it's a lot of money to eat with a player that just is obviously going to go rogue and go do his own thing. Now, I don't know 100% sure if
all of that. And again, we're just putting things together.
Yeah, I'm just connecting dots. I mean, look, if this were my man had a foot injury and he was involved in all the Texans offseason, their doctors were taking care of everything, their treatments were didn't take and he was still injured, I believe you would see Joe Mixon in the facility. I believe you would see Joe Mixon at practice. I believe there would be a different tone when people talk about Joe Mixon. At this point in time, Joe Mixon's talked about like he's never going to play with the Texans. Like he's not even an option this season. Like they don't even know what he's up to and where he's at and what he's doing. And so
yeah, he's in Oklahoma as far as they
yeah, know. Yeah. We hope he's well. We miss him. Well, yeah. I mean, when you were rotating four running backs through there, I bet you don't miss him right now.
And it's been easy layup things like, hey, what are you missing from the leadership of Joe? We hope Joe is all right.
Yeah, man. I'm at a point, Ron, where I'm forget about the playing. I'm curious to know whether the organization is going to try to recoup some of that money or not. I mean, I don't know that you want to make a habit of you know, with your players, of when they get injured, of taking money back. I don't know that you want to. I don't know if it's worth. I don't know if that hill is worth the climb, or that view is worth the climb necessarily for the Texans. But I do wonder if that is, if that's still out there in this Joe Mixon saga.
See, Tyler was saying this in my ear, and I thought it was really comparative. But Tyler, this one almost feels different. Tyler said this feels a lot like Christian Harris. I at least feel like, even though they were vague with the Christian Harris thing, they didn't act like he didn't exist.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we actually saw him around. Like, there were times where he was standing. He wasn't practicing. We've not seen Joe Mixon personally since the Kansas City playoff game.
Need an APB.
Like, he's not been standing. There, I do remember one time we were at
OTAs.
OTAs. Not even camp, OTAs. We're like, is that Mixon over there?
Well, that's sidelining
like,
him sweat.
That looks like his body type. And then we find out it wasn't, but it was. It's even different than, I mean, they are going out of their way to not talk about him, to act like he doesn't exist. Like, Tyler, he was literally asked, they asked him about Joe Mixon. And he, I mean, like you said this the other day, if I were to tell you, all right, hey guys, this is what D'Amico Ryan said in regards to Joe Mixon. His response will never, ever even lead you to believe that the question was about Joe Mixon. And he doesn't even acknowledge it. This was it. They asked him yesterday, what's the latest here with Joe Mixon?
Yeah, for the PUP guys that are returning, it'll be Autry and Jay Reed.
That's what you get.
Like, they're going out of their way to not even mention. Like, to mention or talk about him. It is, I am completely with you. Yeah, I think there is a real injury. There is more to this. There is absolute more to this. Right? I mean, we've seen guys suspended. They'll talk about anybody. Yeah. It is something.
Well, I can't think of anything other than bucking the system and doing things your way medically that would put an organization in a spot where they don't cut you, but they act like they don't know you. You know what I mean? Like, there's not like anything else is you get in trouble off the field. You go to jail. You break the law. You get caught. You know, with PEDs or any kind of drug, whatever. Like, you address it, you cut them, or you address it and do like they did with Jimmy Ward, and you keep them around.
They
and you
said
see
more about Jimmy Ward.
Yeah. It's wild, man. It's wild.
They said more about Jimmy Ward.
That's the other part of it, Ron, that leads me to, like, I think they've got to be really careful of what they say about Joe Mixon if indeed they do go back and try to recoup some of the money.
I agree with that.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.